This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maha campaign from Dhar district in Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel PM Mitra Park in the village Bhaisla in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matri Vandana Yojana and inaugurated the Adi Seva Parv, a program for tribal areas in the state. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the inauguration of India's largest integrated textile centre will bring golden opportunities for farmers and youth.
Vishwakarma Jayanti ke din, aaj ek badi audyogik shuruaat bhi hone ja rahi hai. Desh ke sabse bade integrated textile park ka shilanyas yahan hua hai. Is park se Bharat ki textile industry ko nayi urja milegi. Kisan ko uski upaj ka sahi mulya milega. Sirf yahan Dhar mein hi nahi, pure desh mein lakhon kisan abhi hamare saath is karyakram mein jude hue hain.
Several world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. President Putin extended birthday greetings to Mr. Modi, praising his great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Extending wishes to PM Modi, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called him his good friend.
Prime Minister Modi, my good friend Narendra, I want to wish you a happy birthday. You've accomplished so much for India in your life, and we have together accomplished a great deal in the friendship between India and Israel. I look forward to seeing you soon, because we can bring our partnership and our friendship to even greater heights. Happy birthday, my friend.
Earlier, greeting Prime Minister Modi, U.S. President Donald Trump in a social media post described the call as wonderful and thanked him for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to the world leaders for extending birthday greetings. Meanwhile, a mega blood donation drive has been organized across the country to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav donated blood at ITO in New Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched a series of special programs for DD National and DD News on Seva Parv at an event in New Delhi. It includes three documentaries and one special show. Seva Parv is being observed from today on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday, which will continue till the 2nd of next month. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said India has established its new identity across the globe. The minister said Prime Minister Modi has transformed politics as a medium to serve the people of the country. India's economy will continue to remain the fastest growing among the major economies despite global headwinds. According to the American credit and rating agency Standard & Poor's, India's GDP continues to grow 6.5% this fiscal. In its report, the agency highlighted that the country's growth performance showed resilience despite the external shocks which caused short-term challenges for the country. India's star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the men's final at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo today with his first attempt of 84.85 metres. Neeraj is aiming to become the third male javelin thrower in history to defend the World Championships gold title, which he had clinched in the 2023 edition in Budapest. The qualification mark was 84.5 metres. Olympic champion and Pakistani player Arshad Nadeem is also participating in the event. In women's cricket, the second ODI between India and Australia is underway in Chandigarh. India are looking to level the three-match series 1-1 after a disappointing loss in the opening match. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty extended their initial gains to end almost 0.4% higher today. The Sensex surged 313 points to close at 82,694. And with that, we end this news bulletin.